Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
First day of class, cooking, independent living skills series, lesson one. For those of you who do not know, I am enrolled in cooking, orientation and mobility, or O&M, and Amazon Echo Dot classes at a local training centre for the blind and visually impaired. I was nervous as a frantic mouse who was trying to get away from a cat the night before. Would I do well? Would I graduate in time? What would happen if I found employment in the middle of my training? Even though all these questions were going around in my mind, I felt comfort knowing I knew some of the staff and the instructors and two of my classmates from previous classes. I woke up bright and early Tuesday morning. I quickly dressed and was ready for the bus way ahead of schedule. I waited and waited. When the bus did not show up for the arranged time, I called the company. Come to find out that the company had a computer problem and I was scheduled to be picked up on Wednesday. I had to cancel my ride and my grandpa took me to the school. I was still early for class, so I hung out in the conference room and talked with my classmates and staff. Soon our lecture on safety and cooking meat began. I learned all kinds of things about the safety of cooking meat. Spaghetti was on the menu. Soon we were adding our sauce in our pans. One of the goals I identified during my pre-assessment was that I needed to improve my chopping and dicing skills. I was able to peel and chop garlic, along with chopping and dicing one large green bell pepper and two mushrooms. One thing that I learned was that cutting on a clear cutting board was not helpful because of the contrasts. I ended up using a solid white cutting board. Once my ingredients were ready, I added it to my sauce and I let it cook, stirring as needed. Once the sauce was finished, the teachers added in the spaghetti and the hamburger that was already pre-cooked. We stirred everything together. The dish came out tasty and we were able to enjoy it for our lunch. We even got to take some home to our family. I cannot wait to share the rest of my journey with you and to acquire new skills and grow in my confidence. Echo Dot and Orientation and Mobility, Independent Living Skills Series, Lesson 2, by Amanda Nelson. The nervousness has died down quite a bit since I've gotten over my first lesson. Today I had assistive technology and orientation and mobility lessons. The first lesson of the day was an introduction of the Amazon Echo Dot. I learned how to address it, some basics of what the dot could do, such as set reminders, multi-timers, to-do lists, read audiobooks and play music. I was able to practice asking questions, setting lists and reminders. Another part of the lesson that was useful was a brief overview about the application that goes along with it. It really is a neat device and I'm excited to learn more. After a quick lunch, I had a short orientation and mobility lesson. We worked on crossing light, heavy traffic and upper protective protection technique. My teacher was happy that I knew the basics of upper and downward curbs, as well as some basic parallel traffic crossings. I'm already gaining more confidence. I can't wait for the next lesson. Cooking Mexican, Independent Living Skills Series, Lesson 3. By Amanda Nelson. After a short bereavement period, I decided to return to school in my grandma's honour. I was nervous the night before because I had missed the class the previous week, but I had a lot of support from the staff and classmates. Today we were learning how to cook Mexican. We had the choice to make small or large quesadillas, burrito or hand-corn tacos. During the lecture part of the class, we discussed shopping on a budget, getting assistance while shopping, and basic types of spices that would be useful to have at home. We were all eager to get cooking, and for those of us who needed practice cooking meat, we got to brown the hamburger. I was one of the students, three of us, cooking it. I learned to start cooking meat on a high heat, and then once it's mostly cooked, it sizzles, and then you can turn the heat down to medium. While the three students were cooking the meat, the remaining students chopped onions, bell peppers and peeled and mashed avocados. The students who cooked the meat learned how to use paper towels on a plate to drain the meat. We also chopped vegetables too. I chopped an onion, tomatoes, and tried to peel an avocado. During the vegetable prep, the director of Division of Blind Services stopped by. It was nice to meet her and to be able to show off my new skills as well as share my professional achievements. Once all the ingredients were chopped and the meat cooked, we got to choose either tacos, quesadillas, or burrito. I had two hard shell tacos and I made a quesadilla for my grandpa. I had fun with this lesson, and as always, I look forward to advancing my cooking skills. Basic Bus Skills, Independent Living Skills Series, Lesson 4, by Amanda Nelson. Today, because of the threat of a tropical depression, my orientation and mobility teacher and I decided to do a short lesson on basic bus skills. Before we started the lesson, I noticed outside of the bus station was a beautiful flower on a bush. It was really pretty with a wonderful smell. Once that was over, we walked into the bus terminal. My teacher gave me information on the prices of tickets, passes, which I have, and how to purchase them. And then she gave me a brief orientation to the terminal itself. We went outside, and that's when the hard work began. We watched as all the buses lined up for the next departure. My teacher explained that even though the columns were labelled, I should always check with the driver to make sure I was getting on the correct bus. The sidewalk was noisy because of the buses and the crowds of people that gathered around waiting for their rides. It was a little disconcerting at first, but I soon got used to the noise. Once the buses left, my teacher and I walked the sidewalk to see how long it was. All that was left was getting a rider's guide. We reviewed the guide over brunch. I'm excited to actually take the bus next time. I'm really gaining skills and feeling more confident.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.